Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line is the host of the Daily Tip and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Chelsea Messenger. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to check out the Daily Tip podcast for more of Chelsea Messenger analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcasts.
And speaking of BetMGM, football fans can turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Just placed a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently, take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game, and if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Kansas only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Reward issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. As we welcome in Chelsea Messenger now for our weekly spot here, we always appreciate that insight. We just mentioned that first touchdown insurance, Chelsea, for BetMGM. I put mine in this morning. I'm going George Pickens plus 2,200. It's essentially a free bet. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if any time where you have a free bet or, you know, any kind of refundable bet, swing for the fence. You know, go for a big plus money play, and George Pickens, at some point, people are expecting to have a big game. It's got to come sometime, right? So why not tonight?
I think so. I don't know about his quarterback. What about the game tonight? We'll start there, and we'll get into the Chiefs and the rest of the weekend. But, you know, these Thursday night games can be duds at times. All the primetime games this year basically have been duds. This could be a bloodbath of 3 yards and a cloud of dust. What are you seeing here in this one, Steelers, Browns, and what are you thinking about the game?
Yeah, it's a far cry from Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes on a Thursday night, Chargers, Chiefs. This matchup, we have Mitch Trubisky and Jacoby Brissett. You know, it's not going to be the dynamic offenses on the field, but it's also built into the number. This is a really low total at 38.5. It's incredibly low, but still, there's wind expected in the forecast in this game as well. And usually that is more of a factor when it comes to these totals as opposed to rain and any kind of precipitation outside of, you know, a blizzard because of the effect it has on the passing game and also the kicking game with kickers having some difficulty navigating the wind. So I think that's why this total is so low. I'm not sure if I'm willing to touch it at that low of a number, but I think the value lies in probably the spread. This opened at Cleveland minus 3.5. It went up to 4.5 in some places. And now just about every book besides BetMGM has it at 3.5. So if you do like the Steelers tonight at 4.5, go to BetMGM because they're about the only place offering this number. And you get a little bit more wiggle room with the Steelers, which I think anything over a field goal, it's still at a key number. I still like the Steelers here.
Chelsea, I need you to talk me off the ledge here for a second. I've had such a hard time with this particular game tonight and just even figuring out if there's anything I even want to play outside of just the line, the spread, all of that. Are there some player props that you like? Are there some things that maybe you're attracted to that, you know, you would think would be good? I mean, there's part of me, I'm like, I just might want to stay away entirely because I have no idea how this game is going to play out.
Yeah, I think the good thing about sports betting now is that there are so many options. And even if there's a very specific angle that you like, you can play it. So for me, if I don't have faith in the passing games, and if I think the one thing I can depend on is the Cleveland Browns rush attack, that's where you put your money. I'm going to be playing a prop on Nick Chubb, the running back for the Cleveland Browns, over 83.5 rushing yards. He runs behind one of the best offensive lines in the league. He's averaging almost 6 yards a carry and going against the Steelers defense that without TJ Watt was giving up almost 5 yards a carry against the Patriots. So Nick Chubb has hit this over in both of the games so far, especially with the forecast. I think the Browns are going to be relying heavily on the run game, especially on a short week.
Nick Chubb, I had his over last week and he hit it very late, didn't hit it till the touchdown run. What do we make of Kareem Hunt's role there? Because Nick Chubb would have destroyed his prop last week, but in the fourth quarter, for some reason, in a couple of drives, they were like Kareem Hunt drives. But that was a higher scoring game. So maybe the game script can offset Kareem Hunt's role here a little bit.
Well, I think you might expect both of them to get their rushing prop because that's the problem and the sabotage factor. Anytime you play a running back prop for Cleveland, because they have two such good options in the backfield. But I think this is a case of both of these guys will get their touches tonight. Like I said, I don't expect Cleveland to try to throw the ball much. And if they can really get the run game going, why would they go away from it? And if they're leading this game, they're going to stick with the run game and try to dominate the time of possession. So I think there's a way in which both of those guys can have successful nights.
Chelsea, let's look ahead to the Chiefs and Colts game on Sunday afternoon. Chiefs coming off a Thursday night football game against the Chargers, put up 27 points. They've had a long break. It'll be 10 days of a break for them before they play on Sunday. And the Colts coming off a really embarrassing shutout on the road against Jacksonville. This line is interesting to me. The spread is at a place where it looks like it's shrunk over the last couple of days. Where do you land on this game and what do you like?
This, I think, is the most interesting spread on the board because this is where reading the market really makes a difference when betting on the NFL because you can look at this game and all the factors point to Kansas City here. The Colts have looked terrible, but 77% of the money is on the Chiefs right now. But yet, the line is shortened from 6.5. I think it was at 7 at one point. It's now all the way down to 5.5, which means the books are trying to limit the damage if the Colts can cover, which means they're getting some sharp money bets on Indianapolis to cover. So I would say buyer beware. And isn't this just one of the things that we see in the NFL where a team looks absolutely terrible and yet they come out and cover a number against one of the best teams in the league? Because you've got to remember these teams are just trying to get by with a win. Kansas City is not looking at this game saying, hey, we need to win by 5 points. So I think you'd be very careful if you're betting on the Chiefs this weekend. However, maybe the total is a better place to look because the Colts have now hit the under in 7 straight games dating back to last season.
Yeah, and it's interesting too because the Chiefs have, you know, the long week of preparation, which, you know, more preparation time typically favors Andy Reid over his career. However, Willie Gay is not going to be in that game, and, you know, they just happen to be playing the best running back in football in Jonathan Taylor. Seeing all this, you like the under. We know Willie Gay's out. Any props in that game? Maybe a Taylor prop. His number's usually really, really high, and I haven't seen the numbers there yet, but anything to look for when those numbers do come out in a game like this?
It's a tough one, I think, just because I'm not sure what to expect from Indianapolis. At some point, we're going to see Jonathan Taylor come out and have one of those signature games, but I think the trouble is their passing game is so stagnant right now, and if you're not dynamic with the passing game, it really takes away from the run game. We saw that with my Titans. It's really hard for Derrick Henry to get going if you can't move the ball in other ways because the defense can just play you in a one-dimensional sense. So I think this is a game I'm probably staying away from, probably just looking at the under. Anytime touchdown score props maybe for Kansas City, but Patrick Mahomes has been spreading the ball around pretty well. So that's a tough market as well.
Chelsea, speaking of your Titans, I hate to bring it up, but they were blown out on Monday against Buffalo. The same Buffalo team is now on the road this weekend on Sunday, taking on the Miami Dolphins, who had a huge come from behind victory against the Ravens on Sunday. I'm looking at this game. You know, the spread is Buffalo minus six. For me, it's hard to not look at the total and the over on this. I know it's 52.5. That's a lot of points, but we both know what the Bills are able to do. And we know we've seen what the Dolphins are now able to do with Tua and the targets with Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. What do you think about the over on this game coming up with the Bills and the Dolphins?
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure as hell not playing the under. I'll tell you that. I think this is a game where anytime touchdown score props will be in your favor, because anytime there's a really high total on the board, those are the games you want to play props on. Stephon Diggs has been nothing but consistent for the Bills. He clearly had it going against the Titans. I think he had three touchdowns. Some of those might have been garbage touchdowns, but who cares? Still one of the best receivers in the league, especially, I'm not sure if Gabe Davis is playing, but especially if he's not playing, take a look at Stephon Diggs. It's not a hot take, but he has been so good to start the season. And Tyreek Hill, I think the weakness of the Bills that the Titans couldn't really exploit was their secondary. Tre'Davious White, I think, is still out. So I think if you have a good passing game, maybe you can get it going. The problem is their defensive line is so good that it puts a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So that's the sabotage factor for the Dolphins. Right now, the Bills look like the best team on paper by a mile, it seems like, in the NFL, outside of maybe the Chiefs as well. I don't think I'll be taking the Dolphins on the spread, because if you have that dynamic of an offense, I think a 6-point spread is easily coverable.
Yeah, especially when the Dolphins did everything late. Help me. I want to stay in the AFC here, and I need some help with the Cincinnati Bengals. I liked them in the first week. And then in the second week, after they struggled in the first week, I was like, oh, here's a big opportunity against the Cowboys for them to maybe have a misperception, but clearly not, right? Because they stunk again against Dallas. Is this a trend for the Bengals? Is there an opportunity with the Bengals? What do we do with the defending AFC champs here?
A lot of sharp people that I follow in the betting world are all over the Bengals this week, thinking that at some point, we're going to see a resurgence of this offense. It has almost too many good weapons to be held underwater for so long. Like, we've seen this before. Teams kind of get off to slow starts, and eventually they come around. I'm not ready to buy into the Bengals, you know, being a playoff contender, but 63% of the money right now is on the Bengals. I will say the sabotage factor is the Jets do like to blitz. I believe Wink Martindale's over there now, and he really likes to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Could be a problem when the offensive line has been very bad for the Bengals, but still, we're seeing a ton of money come in on the Bengals. This is probably the best number you will get on them if we see the Joe Burrow surface that we used to see. At 5.5, I do like the Bengals.
And then it's tricky to do these on Thursdays, but have you seen any player props? You mentioned the Bills-Dolphins game, hit those, but anybody else that you're targeting this weekend as a player prop opportunity?
Yeah, there's a really specific one that I have seen. Derrick Henry under 7.5 receiving yards. He has not recorded a single catch this season. He has only had one target. Especially if Dontrell Hilliard plays in this one, which he was back at practice on Wednesday. He is the pass-catching running back that the Titans have been using. And so I know that's a very specific one, but Derrick Henry's hands are not great. So under 7.5 receiving yards for Derrick Henry of the Titans.
Very specific ones pay just the same as the not. So that works just fine. thank you, Chelsea. Anything else that we can't miss this weekend? Any like no-brainers that you're seeing before we let you go?
Oh, there's no such thing as a no-brainer in the NFL.
Right.
However,
right.
I am personally interested to see if Kansas continue this run in college football. What's going on?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Hey, it's been a blast. It's actually been funny. We've strictly out of an entertainment value, I've hit their money line in the over the last 2 weeks. they've been awesome. Now they're favored this week. You know, favored by 9.5. I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably have fun with it again. But Tommy, you can chime in here too. Like that's probably something I would lean to stay away from now that they're the favorite for the first time. Just not sure yet. Tommy's heart will we'll take Kansas. I know where it is, but it's interesting to see them favored in any game they play, quite frankly.
Yeah, my heart is like, you know, super excited about the fact that they're favored. It's like I think the first time they've been favored in a Power 5 matchup since like 2009. But my head tells me to completely stay away from it. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, especially at 7.5, because I think that's the number now. I think if you would have gotten it 6.5 under that touchdown number, I would like it, because they're playing at home. I do think that they are the side, but 7.5 scares me a little bit.
Well, and it was at 9.5, so maybe it does come to 6.5 if it continues that way, and then we have an opportunity. That's a good point, something we can watch over the next couple of days here. Chelsea, thank you. Good luck with the bets this week, and hopefully we can all make some money.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was the host of BetQL Daily and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Chelsea Messenger. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We always appreciate that insight, always good perspective, and man, that Chiefs line is very, very strange, but good perspective on maybe why. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to give away a great opportunity for you and the family to go have some fun in a couple of different ways. We'll do that in the next segment. Get you ready for Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider. GoPowerCat.com at the top of the hour as they get ready for just a massive weekend for this season for the Kansas State Wildcats. Plenty to get to here on Sports Daily. We'll continue next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.